From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Pope Francis brought 12 Syrian refugees back to Rome after a visit to a Greek detention camp on Saturday. The Syrian Muslim refugees arrived at a reception center in Rome Saturday evening. The pontiff took the families to the Vatican after a quick visit to the Greek island of Lesbos. On the papal plane, Francis said that his actions were motivated by compassion and not for political reasons. He said, "It's a humanitarian act inspired a week ago by one of my collaborators, and I immediately accepted, immediately, because I felt that the Spirit was talking to us." Earlier, Francis visited the Moria detention camp in Lesbos. Adults and children broke down in tears at the sprawling fenced complex on the Aegean island. Many pled for help after their journey to Europe was cut short by an EU decision to seal off a route used by a million people fleeing conflict since early 2015. A magnitude 7.8 earthquake has struck off the coast of Ecuador, cracking buildings and rattling homes as far away as the capital city of Quito. The U.S. Geological Survey reports the quake was centered 27 kilometers south-southeast of Muisne, Ecuador, at a depth of about 19 kilometers. Media reports say the quake was felt for about 40 seconds and sent people fleeing into the streets in fear. The trembler comes one day after the second of two earthquakes hit the island of Kyushu, Japan. Both Japan and Ecuador, along the so-called Ring of Fire, an area of seismic activity on the Pacific Rim. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter has compared the Islamic State to cancer, saying the insurgent group must be destroyed in Iraq and Syria because that is where the whole thing arose. During a visit to the United Arab Emirates Saturday, Carter said it is vital to have a capable local force in place once Islamic State is defeated to be sure that someone keeps them defeated.
We want to do more. We're going to do more because we want to accelerate this and get it over with as fast as we can. We're limited only by our own ingenuity and our ideas.
Carter will be in the Gulf region for several days and will hold talks with Gulf Cooperation Council defense leaders in Saudi Arabia. President Barack Obama travels to Riyadh Wednesday, where he plans to discuss the fight against Islamic State, the Saudi-led conflict in Yemen, Iran, and regional stability issues. The Pentagon has announced the transfer of 9 Yemeni nationals from the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, the latest push by the Obama administration to close the controversial facility despite strong opposition from congressional Republicans. The transfer of the inmates to Saudi Arabia was announced Saturday in a Pentagon statement. It comes just weeks after President Obama announced an accelerated plan to try to shutter the prison before he leaves office in January of next year. The transfers come after extended negotiations with Saudi officials, who eventually agreed to take in the detainees as neighboring Yemen began sliding toward civil war in 2014. Texas Senator Ted Cruz continues to erode frontrunner Donald Trump's lead in the Republican presidential campaign by taking all 14 delegates at stake in Saturday's party convention in Wyoming. Cruz's sweep represents a relatively small number of delegates, but the win helps the senator keep up his momentum aimed at denying Trump the ability to secure the nomination before the party convention. A count by the Associated Press shows Cruz with 559 delegates, while Trump has 742. The winner needs 1,237. Campaigning in New York, meanwhile, Donald Trump criticized Cruz and the party establishment for trying to keep him from becoming the nominee.
In our system, they're not even voting. The bosses are picking the delegates. And it's a very bad thing. Despite all of that, you know who's going to win? We're going to win. We're going to win, despite all of that.
Trump has performed better in nominating contests that are primaries rather than caucus styles. The New York primary, with 95 delegates at stake, is Tuesday. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.